That was
too
horrible.
Many bees.
Yeah, too many bees.
Yeah, this went to a place I wasn't expecting.
Yes, I don't like that either. Imagine, if you will, the Oprah meme. Bees! Anyway, I have pressed the recording and then stopped it and then started it again.
Okay. Is it hearing us?
It is hearing you. Thank you for double checking. I've been looking at that for the past half hour. Constantly looking. Wait, did it stop though? But did it stop?
Yeah.
How about now?
Okay. Good evening and welcome. My name is Ellie and I'm joined by Beth, Crash, Eo, and Jen. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. After Adelina, Carasinda, Devon, and old Rob awoke on the bank of the Terror River, an unknown distance from the smoldering ruins of Dunmarch, they regrouped, valiantly refused the call to adventure, and instead heeded the call to find someone who might know what in the world was going on. A long walk brought them to the road, a road they recognized, the path to Revelton, the more southern of the two towns closest to Dunport. But when they reached Revelton, it too was burned, and its people too were missing. Discouraged but not dissuaded, the group headed toward Dunport itself, the brightest city on the sea, the jewel of the known world. Well, it's not hard to get epithets like that when it's the only city on the sea, or indeed in the known world. Upon reaching the city gates, they began making their way toward the academy, where Devon studied before he took up residence in Dunmarch. Surely, the group reasoned, they'd know what had happened and what to do. On the way, however, they caught the end of Queen Livia's speech, given to reassure the populace that everything was under control. And indeed, something certainly was under someone's control. To their horror, the four realized that the queen was wearing a brooch that looked just like the magical device the Ugogs had handed over to Devon back in Dunmarch. It's been nearly a day since the fire started. The name of the place is Dunport. This is Plus Ultra.
If I might offer two addendums. First of all, only three of us noticed the brooch because old Rob was focusing on the only person old Rob knows that has any idea how to navigate the city because old Rob does not want to get lost. And also, the most important thing from last session, the portcullis wasn't.
It was good doing a nice try.
It was a suggestion.
Well, fine. Maybe I'll let the players do their recaps next
time. No, these are fine. These are fine. I'm just like, add details.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting for it, Crash.
Waiting for what?
Inspiration!
I will not get tired of that, but...
Anyway, the players can see the map. But if you're listening at home, you can't. So, the players are in Dunport, a walled city on the coast. They are north of the harbor and to the northwest side of the hill on which Dunport Keep, the city's castle, is situated. Between them and the keep is a large green area with a pavilion at the bottom end. And it's on that pavilion that the queen has given her speech. It is not... The academy is northeast of you, and it's not a straight shot, but it won't take you very long to get there. It's not a big city. It's only about 12,000 people.
Well, all of our characters are currently in the bay, so we could just swim north and we're there.
It's true.
That's because the scale of characters to city is... We are kaiju. Trump. Excuse me. Sorry. Trump. Sorry. Trump. Better get out of the way. Trump.
The most apologetic kaiju.
Yes.
We're Canadian kaiju.
Careful, careful. That's my cooking grease. Oh, no, you've Trump low oil.
If you know art or French, it's even funnier.
I knew enough that sounded Frenchy, Frenchish, Frenchoid and suspected there was a multilingual pun going on there.
Okay, this whole evening is worth it.
If I knew. You're right, Crash.
Is worth it just for that one joke from Ellie. This made my evening. I wasn't expecting it. That made it better.
She knew that two cities burned, not just one. She knew that.
Yeah, so did the guards.
The guards didn't. The guards were complaining about
two cities that burned.
We weren't from two cities that burned. We were from one city that burned, and then we came across another city that burned.
We know that, and we tried to explain that, and that confused them, but they weren't confused about the cities being burned. Just that we said we'd been in...
I could have sworn that they were surprised that we were from another city that burned.
Look, I listened to the podcast, and what they said... That's not canon.
You can check yourself, faithful readers. Check episode 2.
Fine, they were just annoying. We should go get on to the academy, because we certainly can't talk to her about anything, and I'm a little bit worried about that jewelry.
What jewelry?
There's no reason she should have that.
I mean, she's royalty. Don't the royals have jewelry?
Seemed a bit large and ostentatious.
Jewelry that could blow up the city.
What now?
City. It's what we're in.
Why is that fourth wall talking?
Texas isn't here. She was wearing something. It looked a bit like what those Uggies gave to Devin here.
Oh.
I feel like the best option in that case is that she has unknowingly been gifted magical explosive and is wearing it around.
Well, let's hope she doesn't applaud anything.
Are we sure that it would have to look the same? No, that's not what I mean to say. Do you suppose that it's not an explosive thing, it just happens to look similar?
That seems possible, but would probably imply something worse.
Yes, yes, it would.
Are you walking while you're talking? Or are you
sitting
there at the bottom of the... Okay.
Yeah.
You'll have to move the little red circle.
Oh, I forgot to mention, as a GM's note, before the session started, that I am adding a house rule to incorporate degrees of success.
Okay.
So, the better you roll, the better you do.
Excellent.
The worse we roll, the worse we do. Oh, also, we built our characters up a bit more.
Ah, yes.
Robert.
Everybody now has a flavor.
Yes. Well, we don't all have flavors.
Oh, no, a description.
Well, some of us have some of us taste of chicken.
Yes.
Taste
of chicken, sir. Anyway, yes. The characters now all have descriptors, which will...
Intelligent.
Old Rob is a brash speaker, which is a surprise to absolutely no one.
Indeed. Karasinda did intelligent adept.
That's a good one.
Skills and knowledge depth.
Yeah. Adelina is a strong warrior. He's also a blacksmith, but, you know. People know that.
Devin is a calm adept with the face flavor.
All right. So you're walking toward the academy.
Oh, good. The circle does, in fact, move.
Okay.
I'm just going to decide for you which way you're going.
Sure.
That's reasonable. You're involved in a conversation.
Yeah.
Presumably, we're going to be going the easiest route. The easiest, fastest route. Probably not going through any truly dark alleys or anything.
Mm. Yeah, no, this is a residential district.
That doesn't preclude dark alleys.
No, but I'm avoiding the dark alleys for you.
Thank you. Good. Thank you, thank you.
So, dark? Because...
Sorry.
Because it could be something worse. I don't think going to warn her is a tenable option.
We would be rather surrounded by all her guards who would be inclined to do things like arrest people who were saying things.
Also, we just sort of rolled into town. She's royalty. Not sure we'd even be able to approach her.
That's why we're going to the academy. Find somebody who knows how to warn her, but apparently she's potentially been warned by the wrong people or something.
Ah, okay. If you say so. So, how far away is the academy? Is it close to this one?
We should probably find out how long she's been wearing that jewelry.
You may arrive at the academy whenever you like.
Okay.
May I present the place of learning where I studied?
Devin,
the academy is, as the map suggests. Yes. A rectangle of buildings surrounding a grassy quad. There are not gaps between the buildings. It's from the outside, it's a solid wall. Inside, they're different buildings. The students have found various tunnels and rooftop walkways to get between them. So that, you know, in the winter, they don't have to go outside to go to their next class. And in the summer, they can spend a bit in the sunshine before they go to the next class. At the southwest, north is up on this map for the first time, and I keep having to reorient myself.
Oh, no.
At the southwest corner is a gate, and unlike the portcullises, this one actually is fairly sturdy. It is a door probably twice as tall as any of you, three times if you're a Felta, and made of oak that's been carved in really intricate patterns. They're not representative patterns, they're just patterns. And as far as Devin knows, they've been here since before the war. There is a great metal knocker on both doors that surprisingly requires very little effort to lift.
These gates are an heirloom from the pre-war era. That's why they're like that.
Are they magic?
And Devin...
They're called the tomato gates. Nobody knows why.
The tomato gates.
No, sorry, that's an heirloom joke.
Heirloom tomatoes. Oh. Honestly, I feel like that is entirely possible what the students might call them.
Yeah.
And no one knows why anymore.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
If you like to talk to tomatoes.
Doesn't everyone? Makes them grow better.
Not really my area, but a useful area nonetheless. Devin uses the knocker.
Okay. As if by magic, the doors begin to open. And there's one of your old classmates behind them. Oh, hey, it's Devin! I haven't seen you in years! How have you been?
Well, I've been better. There was an incident.
Fire.
Fire.
This is Roderick.
Yes.
Not Rod, not Roddy, not Ricky, not Icky, and definitely not Drick.
Young man.
An incident. Oh, you are in Dunmarch.
Well, just outside.
Well, I'm glad you got away. You know they didn't find any bodies.
Neither did we.
There weren't none. I got away, but my students didn't.
What do you mean there weren't no... Weren't any bodies?
Nope. It's like town disappeared. At least...
No, I mean... We thought they'd been burned up. Like, magic fire eats everything, you know.
But, I would like to roll.
Okay. By all means. What would you like to roll?
Magical fairy.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. What would you like to find out?
Is that... Would that be an accurate explanation if I didn't know, based on what the Ugog said, that they'd been taken?
Okay. All right, go ahead and roll. With a 17. Oh, I have cursed myself for now. I have to do math.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the out of context quote, gifts keep on being delivered.
I should write this down somewhere where I don't have to scroll up.
Weren't you coding a website to do this for you? That turned into GLaDOS?
Yes, I simmed it out, but that doesn't mean that it does 10,000 rolls at a time.
But you just went one.
Yes. Okay. Devin, there's a prickle at the back of your neck. Something you have never felt before. It's weird. And there have been studies done at the Academy with magical fire. Natural fire is natural fire. Magical fire is dangerous. Pretty much the only thing magical fire won't burn is stone. So, it is entirely possible that less than a day after the fire, with no opportunity to actually sift through the ashes and, like, do any particular analysis of them, they might have come to the conclusion that no bodies means everybody died and the bodies were burned up. There wouldn't have, if it was magical fire, there wouldn't have been any skeletons left behind. It would have been stone and some metals.
Would magical fire have been stopped by the wards against fire that were on the rope and wood building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, magical fire, and in fact, you remember, with a 17, you definitely remember. And Carisenda does too, that the fire that was burning this Dunmarch wasn't the color that you usually expect fire to be. It was greenish.
And it formed a circle.
No green circles.
No. No green circles. I have made sure that the circles in tonight's game are red.
This is wise.
So yes, what Roderick is saying is completely reasonable.
Well, for the record, the people disappeared before the fire. Or immediately after the fire showed up. Or...
We need to speak to someone who understands artifacts
and can keep their mouth shut.
By the way, old Rob is continuing to try to explain poorly what happened while you two are actually saying serious things.
Need someone who can keep their mouth shut and not cause a panic.
Old Rob is not keeping his mouth shut. It may be panicking.
It is the Academy. I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't know you.
Yes, but people know a lot of other people and might be talking to the wrong people because reasons.
Wait, what now?
Young man. This is addressed to old Rob. Kindly hush for half a moment because we don't want everyone to know the fiddly details that we just learned recently. We don't want the wrong people to know. They'll think that we've eaten ergot and send us off to the healers. Again.
Roderick looks a little bewildered.
They're talking meat.
Hush. We'll explain it when we're inside.
The headmaster's out at Dunmarsh, but I pause while I look up the name that I gave this person.
Roderick?
No, not Roderick. The person I'm going to send you to.
Oh.
Rudy. The next NPC in the quest chain.
Yes.
Dundrick. Bobbert.
What? Surprisingly close. why don't I take you to Professor Boda? He'll know what to do. Devin Boda is, in fact, the professor who you learned about magical fire from.
Excellent. Yes, that's exactly who we need to talk to. Thank you. I'd say it's a pleasure to see you again, but the circumstances kind of...
Oh, well, it's still a pleasure, just a diminished one.
Yes.
Anyway, let's go see the professor. He'll know what to do. And you take a walk across the quad, not through any of the tunnels, because... Well, three of you aren't students. And in one of the larger buildings to the north, Roderick leads you in, and... Y'all still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sorry, it heard a pop in my headphone that I wanted to make sure.
Oops. Drag the red circle to which building we're in. Oh, you can't because it's... Can you?
Move out of the way.
We stamped grid.
Yes, you do. Oh, I should change that.
Fascinating. When I mouse over the others, I see a green outline, but when I mouse over Karasinda, there's no outline or name.
Oh, weird.
I'll fix my token just a moment.
I made myself smaller to fit, but I'm still larger than any of the buildings.
It's orange because I am not showing whether I'm a friendly token or a hostile token. I am a secret token.
Oh my gosh, I can make myself smaller.
Oh no.
That's way too small.
I'm the scale. Actually, no, I'm still too large.
And also very fast.
Zip.
Okay, the rest of you can be intellect-based cipher system characters. I'm going to be speed-based.
Running around and hardly see ya.
Zip. Anywho.
Anyway. Roderick leads you into one of the northern buildings and up to a study where there is a Felta professor crouched over what might be ashes from Dunmarsh and peering at them intently. He's wearing a long, what do you call that? A dressing gown? Yeah, a long maroon dressing gown that's seen better days. Judging by the burning at the edges, he's obviously involved in fire. But he also obviously knows how to put it out.
Considering old Rob is still canonically wearing a bathrobe and was running through fire 24 hours ago.
They look pretty similar.
Old Rob
Professor,
out of place.
You won't believe who's here. You won't believe who's here.
What? What is it? Oh, Devin! Ha!
Professor.
Well,
I am fine.
Mr. Garrow, how has Dunmarch been treating you?
Dunmarch burned down.
Yes, I know, but aside from that.
Kersinda is looking for a chair, and she is going to sit down. Finally.
You can easily find a chair and sit down.
Plop.
I have to say that I enjoyed being on the threshold of mysteries, but am not particularly enjoying being part of one, Professor.
A lot of people feel that way. Roderick, you can head back to the doors. Devin and I have some things to discuss.
And Roderick nods and doesn't quite bow. Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you, young fellow. I'll
be seeing you when you make your way out. And he closes the door behind him, and it's just you and the professor. And the professor says,
"Oh, Devin, I thought we'd lost you."
You almost did.
When we got the news of Dunmarch burning, I mean, you're at the edge of the... We can barely see you from the walls, but you can tell when a city's on fire. And then Revelton almost at the same time. And then we didn't find any bodies when we went to investigate. We thought everybody'd been lost.
Lost, but not necessarily gone.
What do you mean? The city was reduced to ash. It was magical fire.
Yes, but Professor, you know me. You know I wouldn't tell you tales.
No, I just don't understand what you mean.
Yes, I just
kidnapped.
Before I say what happened, there were Oogogs.
Nasty little things.
Real ones.
Cavorting in the market. Cavorting in the marketplace.
I can't be sure they're exactly what they're remembered as, but they were either Oogogs or what the legend was based off of.
Boda goes over to a bookshelf and runs his fingers along the spine until he reaches the one he wants and pulls it off the shelf.
They're not be color coded.
No. Organized by number of pages.
Organized alphabetically by first word in the book.
That's a horrible, horrible system.
I can think of worse.
He slaps it down on a table that's of a height for Felta and opens it and starts paging through it. Devin, you're familiar with this book. It's a remembering of the species before the war. Not just the intelligent species, like it's a bestiary with the intelligent species like intermixed. Oogog, 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 they'd be near the end, wouldn't they? Oogog, oogog, here we go. They look like this.
Oh, don't
I'm assuming that...
He's doing the thing where he covers most of the page with his hand and he's pointing at something that isn't an oogog.
No, not like that.
Do I have to stand up to come identify something, youngsters?
All right, just wanted to be sure.
They looked like little cavorty things.
Little cavorty things.
Yes, they're cavorting around in the market square like they didn't think fire would burn them.
Maybe it doesn't.
Maybe it doesn't.
They seem to need reminding
it did.
Of burnt them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
Karasinda, you remember that the Oogogs were short creatures, shorter than Felta, with big ears and big, like,
not hooked noses. Their noses just sort of stuck straight out. Long fingers.
Looked like what happens if you got one of my grandparents and hung them up by their nose all straight.
And
only shorter. Well, my grandparents are very short.
Let me try to sketch what they look like.
No, he opens the book to a correct picture of an Ugok. I had to make sure. With the weird things that have been going on around here recently, you might have been.
What weird things have been going on around here? Let's find out.
I shouldn't tell tales in school.
Do they involve jewelry?
Where else would you tell tales?
Jewelry.
You tell tales outside.
You tell tales in jewelry?
That too.
Might have a bit of jewelry that tells a tale.
Mm-hmm. They got scared of you.
Yes, they mistook me for... The player is forgetting what it's called.
Giona.
The kobold things. Huh?
Giona.
A Giona in the poor lighting. And with a pot in front of my face.
Okay, I can see that. It's the horns.
It's the horns. So, of course, I pretended it was true, since they seemed to be rather scared of me. And they gave me the object that they were supposed to be using to finish the job of burning.
Only one of them had used the burning thing. They had both had one, they said, if I recall.
But they also used something else, something that was meant to transport people. They mentioned it, said that no one was supposed to still be there.
Really?
And I do declare, if you're actually on their side somehow, enchanted by them, I am going to be extremely wroth, young person.
Have you shown him the device?
Devin is bringing it out now.
Okay.
He's trying to keep a fair hold on it in case...
Yeah.
I am already forgetting his name. Boda.
Boda.
Is actually hostile somehow and makes a grab for it.
Astonishing. You know, I'm not supposed to know this, but people talk. The guards have a standing order to bring any odd-looking item they see to the queen. Like, if adventurers come back with something interesting. Weren't searched on your way in?
No, we weren't. They decided we were telling tales.
Sent us to the healers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
All right. He nods. All right. Don't let them have it on the way out.
No. Devin, should we mention the detour?
The detour?
Ignoring that. So.
What's this about a detour?
We took a wrong turn in Albuquerque.
It got... Rowan Tower, you know, the usual. In the tales. We didn't go in, we came back. Thought that would be something for people who actually know what's going on. Unfortunately, the people who might know what's going on maybe know what's going on in the wrong way. Oh, my feet hurt.
Mine too. But yes, it had a pull, I suppose, towards the ruined tower out around. Devin pulls out the sort of rough map he was making and shows where the tower is.
I see. Well, it's getting late. You've traveled a long way. We have beds you can rest in for the night.
Oh, thank goodness.
But, much appreciated, Professor.
There's something I want to... A favor I want to ask you, and you don't have to say yes. It's, you know, the beds aren't contingent on you accepting the favor. Just think about it overnight. But I want you to think about going back to that tower. There aren't a whole lot of people I can trust.
And I think
I have something I think you'll think is useful.
I think that we were planning to go back.
More is a pity.
And I guess I didn't have to bribe you with the room. Okay.
Come now, bribe us, bribe us. Bribe me with a good hot meal.
If we can't
I can
trust
do that
the
too.
Parts and
or at least a hot
can't meal. Trust Queen Livia.
Well, and I don't know if we could trust them. That's the problem. I don't know what she's doing with the stuff. But the guards serve her.
Uh-huh.
She was
wearing something like this, so at best we can't trust her not to think a dangerous artifact is jewelry.
Yeah. I mean, the Queen's a lot of things, but she's not foolish. But if she thinks it's just jewelry... Anyway.
Don't want clapping around it or whatever sets it off. We might want to get a padded box for this thing, you know?
I'm sure we can whip something up.
Good idea.
Anyway. Let's get you that meal and those beds.
Oh, thank goodness.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, yes.
And he carts you off to... Well, you have to cross the quad again. It's getting dark out. The torches are being lit around the interior of the quad. So you can see your way to the room aquat. The building across the quad, it's a dormitory that's never really been 100% of capacity. And again, this is an old building. And the impression, Devin, that you've always had is that these buildings are as old as the doors, at least. And so this may have been much more populous before the end of the world.
Well, anyway, students stopped coming a while ago.
That's true. There's a kitchen in the basement and or on the ground floor, I should say. And you have a room to yourselves up on the second floor. You are invited to eat your fill and rest as long as you like. There's even a bathtub if you want it.
Oh, that might be good.
I will wait for other people to use it because I am going to soak my feet so long once I get in there that, well...
By the way, this is not what I was looking for, but it was what I was finding, so I'm sharing it with you. It has nothing to do with either of the words I typed in.
Anything.
In the search.
Oh. Hm.
But I'm okay with this.
All right.
Old Rob is going to have a meal because hungry, but then that bed looks wonderful. And there will be snores.
Are we in separate rooms or the same room?
It's four beds in a single room.
Okay, that's cool.
It's dorm room.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're comfortable enough, though. And the sheets are clean.
Well, that's good.
Considering everything, that's all that's necessary. And even that would not be a, deal breaker.
Devin, as a graduate, you are permitted to walk the grounds if you like and visit the library. I think you have to get permission before you like start doing. What's the word I'm looking for?
practical research, hands-on research, lab work.
For obvious reasons.
But, yeah, otherwise the other three of you are asked very politely to stay in the dormitory overnight, just in case.
Sure.
But,
sounds
Devin,
good
you got the run of the place.
Devin will quickly wash up and eat a meal and say that he's going to head to the library to try to find any information of importance, and that he'll bring it back. The information, not the books. He'll copy down the information.
Good. Good that somebody younger and more tolerant is the one running around. I am staying here. No one had to ask me.
Tolerant is not necessarily the word I'd use, but we need the information.
Okay, what information are you looking for?
Information about magical artifacts.
Okay. You can research long into the night if you want, and
Devin will research for a few hours. He'd like to get some sleep.
Okay. Jen, I think I interrupted you.
It might have. I don't know. Okay, sorry. Evelina's going to go and try to wash the ash and dust out of her hair, like, real quick. Mm-hmm. Yep. Won't take long. She's not going to do, like, a soak in the bath or anything like that. Just get the stuff out of her hair. And then when she's done, she'll come back in the room.
Karasinda will probably get at least a quick sponging off and soak her feet for a little bit and go to bed.
Oh, old
she's an old lady, darn it.
That's fair.
Okay. Fell over and went and slunk.
Yeah.
Well, he's sleeping on his back, which is why the snoring is so loud. And in my headcanon, the straw hat is placed over his face. And when he breathes out, you see it rise up a little bit. And when he inhales, you see the dome portion cave in a little bit. He has become full Warner Brothers cartoon.
All right.
No, we are sadly not setting a watch or anything. We are exhausted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adelina's just going to go to sleep now.
Devin, you have... you have a new cipher that you know what it does, and you have a new cipher that you don't.
Is someone messing with... Oh, okay. That is actually an answer to the question I was asking. Thank you. I appreciate that, and I apologize for my bad timing in filling in higher tier adept abilities so I won't have to go to the site.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay. So, Devin studies and then comes back and goes to bed. Everybody else cleans up and then goes to bed. Karasinda soaks for quite a long time and then goes to bed. And overnight, dun dun dun, nothing happens.
We get some sleep.
You all wake up rested and feeling much better than you did when you woke up yesterday morning.
It's amazing what a good night's sleep can do.
considering
that's not on the bank of a river.
Considering how often you use the word done in the place names around here, which makes sense understanding the old English terminology, you saying done, done, done makes it even better.
I didn't even realize that.
If this was, yes, Ellie, that little animated gif of the kitten blob. If this was a video format, we would have dun, dun, dun. But each time we say done, the first done would be the burned down town. The second done would be Dunport Gate. The third done would be Dunport Keep.
Okay. Nothing happens overnight. You wake up, you're well rested, and all your belongings are right where you left them.
There are very few belongings.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but still.
Not much, yeah.
So you're in a dormitory on the grounds of the academy. What are you up to?
Devin, did you find anything? And where's breakfast?
I learned a few things, I think.
There is the smell of something delicious coming from somewhere.
And I think that is our next target.
Breakfast?
Breakfast.
Excellent.
Breakfast involves porridge and eggs, but they've done something to it to make it... It smells better than any porridge and eggs you've ever had.
I think that may be the hunger. Well,
not Devin. Devin's familiar with this porridge and eggs.
It's the thin layer of minced rat meat they put on top.
No.
Well, if it's a tasty rat, then so be it.
Devin is aware that it's the subtle convincing they've done to the pots and pans to not burn the food.
I have certainly missed that. Someday I'll figure out how to be as convincing to my own, but...
Okay, well, breakfast is very tasty. They even have a pot of... Actually, you're not sure what it is, but it has the effect of coffee.
That'll do.
It is not obligatory, but you are welcome to some.
Oh, thank the stars. Coffee.
It's coffee.
What now? Oh, more of this, please.
Ah, fascinating stuff. Seems very invigorating.
After Rob's third cup, he has to ask where the latrine is.
They were expecting this, and one of them has drawn out a little map on a napkin.
I feel good. I might need to make a roll.
Oh, no. Can't read the map, right?
Well, let's see. Which way is north?
No, you have no problem identifying which way the latrine is. The rest of you, there aren't any students here, just the cooks. Devin, you'll know this is because the students have a fairly early schedule. It's not that everybody's been disappeared, it's that they're in class.
Yep. Everyone is already in class, which, well.
Oh, good. It means we don't have to fight anyone for the food.
Yes. And we don't have to deal with being swarmed with nosy questions.
Also good.
Okay, you've eaten, you've used the latrine if you need to.
Probably.
You have all your belongings. Boda asked you to come see him again after you'd had a night's sleep,
and his office is right where it used to be.
Off we go.
Off we go.
Yep.
Okay. Boda is in his study. He had the same instinct you did, Devin. And you can see that the bookshelves are about 10% emptier than they were yesterday. And the results are on the tables all around the room.
Oh, look, there's a little fort. Wait, no, that was a different character that did that.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, good. You're up. Did you get breakfast?
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to hear it. All right. So, you're going to head back to the Mage Tower.
Is that what that was?
Well, let me put it this way. It's got a door that we can't unlock.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to open it?
I don't know. But that thing of yours, you said, was tugging toward it. And that makes me think.
Could be a key.
Yeah. Now, I do have something I want to give each of you. And this isn't like a present or anything. It's something we've been working on.
Aww.
And he gives each of you
a cat.
A cat.
Dickens.
I'm a name mine socket.
He gives each of you a pendant on a chain.
Hmm.
And it's the pendant is a circle with a symbol that none of you, including Devin, have seen before inscribed on it. The whole thing is made of metal. Adelina, you recognize this as silver, which is one of the rarer metals.
Right.
Very, very few people have access to silver.
This is expensive looking.
Uh-huh.
How, well,
how long before it starts tarnishing?
We think it should.
It.
Oh, all right.
That's not true. That's not canon.
No. I think that's your... wipe your hands, young man.
Immediately wipe my hands on my pant legs.
But they have to be silver because it's the only metal that we can convince to do this.
To do what?
While you're wearing those. Now, this is experimental. Understand that.
Okay.
While you're wearing those, you shouldn't be affected by the wild magic.
Oh.
I've already got wild magic.
Not
more.
Like that.
Oh, more. Okay. Not like that. All right.
This is the sort of thing you give to an adventurer who's walking out into the borders, isn't it?
We don't know what's inside that tower, and we want you to be safe.
Good point.
No point in sending you in there if you're not coming back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Old Rob has all not right. put yes. the necklace on. He's just holding it.
Okay. Don't drop it.
Oh, no, he's not.
Come on.
I may have the horns, but I have no desire to become a Corona.
All right.
Here, Senna will put hers on, go over to Old Rob. Come on now, give me that turn around. I'll fasten it behind your neck. You can hide it under your beard.
That's not the point.
What's not the point?
It's what you said. This is the kind of thing you do with adventurers.
Well, lucky us, we're adventurers.
I'm not.
Well, neither am I, but who else are we going to be going to look at the thing if we don't have somebody we can trust?
I get that. I know we're going. I don't want to go, but I know might as well be us.
That's right. So turn around, let me fasten this behind your neck.
I don't want to be an adventurer.
Do you want to get et by the wild magic?
Would serve me right.
Probably. Now turn around and let me fasten this, young man.
Old Rob...
You two bicker like siblings. Do you realize that?
Old Rob is going to stare at... I went to mouse over Beth's character to get make sure I got the name right, but Beth's icon just says Beth.
Carisinda.
Old Rob stares at Carisinda. Old Rob breaks through the fourth wall and stares directly at Beth.
Apparently.
With one eyebrow raised. And a thoughtful expression. I'm pretty sure we're the same age.
Well then, young man, turn around, let me put this necklace on you.
Do you know why I came to your town?
I mean, I came because they needed to have somebody deliver the babies and help with the livestock getting sick and whatnot.
I suppose
you came because there was a good tavern. Hmm?
Yes, that's why the adventurers came to town. You're right.
Right.
They brought me there. They left me there.
Percy.
One of them was named Percy. Real troublemaker.
Serious allergies.
Almost as bad as
allergic to backstory.
Rob, are we going to go and mess that tower or not?
Here.
Right.
Don't get it caught in my beard.
Of course not. And bear hide it under your beard, because if people see it, they're going to want to know why. Well, you better trim your hair then.
Old Rob is going to be worse than a child getting their hair combed by a parent. He's going to be complaining. Comments about how you're choking him when you try to get the pendant chain clasped behind his neck.
Oh, if I were choking you, you'd know it, young man.
Multiple attempts to readjust it to get it to be anything other than the way that Carisinda placed it like.
Mm-hmm.
Boda has sidled over to Devin and Adelina. Mm-hmm. Are they always like this?
Yeah, they are. They're kind of like siblings, but I don't think they're actually siblings, so I don't know. We just waited out.
Only child in an
orphanage. Yeah, sometimes that's...
I know my family. Most of them lived in this city.
Anyway. We've got some equipment and some supplies if you want to stock up. They're not magic, but they'll get the job done.
Oh, thank goodness.
Much appreciated.
And now
needs
we have a
food,
canon
might
reason
need some...
why we have equipment in our character sheets.
Might need better walking boots.
I thought those boots were made for walking.
Well,
they have been made for walking, and they have now been absolutely walked to unmade.
Devin, you remember what the storeroom is? It's
Need
next door.
Socks.
I do.
All right, I'll let you get to it then. Let me know what you find out at the tower.
Yeah, if we find anything.
I will.
Probably come back and, yeah.
Heard a story once where if you had boots with thin enough soles, you could tell where you were in the city just by the feel of the cobbles under your feet.
Well, I don't think the cobblestones have the area that they've been placed in or written on top of them, so I don't think I need thin soles and spies when we're going to be leaving the city.
Well, on that note, we've been playing for a little over an hour. What do you say we take a short break? You can put some equipment on your character sheets.
That's reasonable. Okay.
Yay! Cool. Equipment.
Yay! Equipment.
I'm going to stock up on all the things that I'll never use.
Where do we find equipment to choose from? Or do we just decide?
I unpause just in time.
The cat wants to get going, too.
He is all the way in the other room, like, at least 40 feet away.
He also wants an adventuring pack. We all got one.
Indeed.
He wants to yell. And yell and yell and yell and yell.
Why does the
opera
cat yell?
Boy.
Cat is cat. If you knew what the cat knew,
cat is
yelling
cat
too.
He has invented a new descriptor. It is yelling.
Percy is a yelling
For what it's worth, my cockatiel knows how to yell at the crows when they arrive.
Sorry.
Maybe? Yeah.
Dagdagadelli.
Yeah, sorry.
They yell and sneeze. They yell and yell and sneeze. Yell, 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 sneeze, sneeze. The Chickens and Flicker Show.
Except the sneezing is Percy. Flicker doesn't sneeze that much.
Flicker's I was going to say Percy, and I was like, no, I'm remembering that wrong.
No. Flicker's the black one who has the thumbs, and she comes and touches me to make me give her food. Like the kid in the back seat. You know, the kid's going, touch. Touch.
By the way, I'm considering this canon that the adventurers that temporarily adopted old Rob until they decided to get bored and drop him off somewhere were named Percy, Flicker, and Dickens.
Okay. No! They wouldn't abandon you. Percy would never. Well, Flicker would totally. No, Percy loves people even when they don't feed him. Hello, Dickens.
And we're back. The definitely not adventurers have their adventuring packs.
And don't you forget it.
As well as some other equipment that they've picked up in the storeroom.
Change of underwear.
They have headed out the gate where they were almost stopped to be searched until old Rob went, and the guards decided they didn't want to deal with that. You are headed back down the road you came from, because it's the best way you know to get to the tower.
Yep.
It takes you about a day's worth of walking. This is the same amount it took you to get to Dunport.
On the plus side, we actually have a reasonable meal.
Well, you could hire, or you could ask the Academy to hire a cart to take you at least as far as where the road splits. If you want to. You don't have to.
If they do it, and it would get us there any better, then...
Well, you won't have to walk, and you'll get there faster.
Getting there faster sounds good, and they can...
And you can spend the whole time...
They can claim that
about
we...
how much your feet hurt.
That's right. Because they do still ache the day after. That's right. They do still ache the day after. That's just going to be... Yep. Mm-hmm. And clearly we are just checking something out that we had to leave behind when we escaped the burning place. And then obviously what we're going to do is we're going to go back to our homes outside the town and see what's left of them later. After we pick up some things we had to leave behind.
Indeed.
I'm assuming we are continuing to have this conversation about what we're going to do while we're already riding the cart.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. How much does this cart cost?
The Academy's picking up the bill.
Oh, okay.
They're already sending supplies to someone on one of the further out towns.
All right.
So you're just piggybacking on the existing...
Oh, Kerasinda has something to mention that she's a little bit concerned that we haven't heard from from Adelina's parents, who were also outside the town. So has someone gone to check on them?
I don't know.
Well, Kerasinda wants to ask the Academy people. Just mention it.
Well, we didn't see anybody outside of the town. But that doesn't mean, you know, they might have made their way here, or they might have gone down to Revelton, or... I mean, who knows?
Revelton burned, too.
Sure, but if Dunmarch is burning, you might head down the road to Revelton to see if there's shelter there.
There weren't none.
No, there wasn't, but
Well, they might have come up this way, but someone should go and check and make sure that there's the houses are still there outside the city walls of Dunmarch.
Oh, yeah. Everything outside the city walls was there, but I didn't see any people.
That's not a good sign.
They could have walked.
Stop making me do Boat's voice.
They could have walked. Okay.
Anyway, sorry. Nice to meet you. We're out of here.
Yep.
Drink some warm tea.
All right. I plan to.
Good.
And maybe get a lozenge.
The driver graciously lets you off. As you get to the fork in the road, such as it is, you cross the bridge, and the footpath that you...
It's not silverware, it's a wooden fork, obviously. Had to leave it there. Sorry.
You should let Ellie finish.
The driver of the cart waves as he drives his singular green ox and the cart forward.
Wave, wave.
The ox singing.
Good ox.
No, but it is quite large.
I mean, oxen are.
Quite large for an ox. It's,
big green ox.
I thought they came in blue.
Oh, green.
Sometimes they do. Similar. An illustration of which the listener can't hear. A photograph of Knickers the cow, who is at least twice as big and three times the volume of a standard cow.
And it's not even
spherical. Doesn't this start violating the cube's square cube law somewhere?
No, that's actually about how big RXs were.
Yikes.
Anyway.
Megafauna.
You walk up the footpath for what feels like hours.
And probably is.
Yeah, it is. And the sun is still high in the sky, but starting to get low. You know, it's that time of day. When you reach, sorry.
Oh,
just sighing.
Was in the way.
Mm. Oops.
We reach about that. New map loading. Okay, we're back again.
Once more with feeling.
I think that was with feeling right there.
depends on what you convey. Frustration at Foundry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can convey that. Frustration at Beth's antiquated equipment? We can convey that.
I upgraded the system! It's not modern, but it's the next one up, and it's actually even still supported by frickin' Word, which is why I upgraded. So I could get a new copy of Word to fight with.
Beth insists.
Trust me, I sympathize.
Like when one of my students says, I did some of the makeup work.
I have to see if Firefox can upgrade to something that can handle ginormous maps.
Anyway, we see the tower.
You have arrived at the ruins of the Wizard Tower. The Mage Tower.
Is it made out of real mages?
Yes.
Ooh.
There's a kiosk.
They look a bit like rocks. Scout
cookies.
They're being made with real mages.
Just the failures.
But
close enough.
Tower is on a rise. It's not quite right to call it a hill, but it's also not quite right to not call it a hill.
It aspires to be a hill.
Uh-huh. And yes, it is surrounded by rocky outcroppings, which make it... The outcroppings give it more the appearance of a hill. It's like it's a hill that's putting on airs.
Bet they had a hard time getting the basement out of that with all them rocks.
And there is a stone staircase leading up to the entrance. Like I said, it's afternoon. Like, solidly in the afternoon. And
you have the opportunity to just camp out for the night. You have the you have a tent, you have bedrolls, you have food. You can start fresh and early in the morning, or you can go up now. Which do you prefer to do?
Let's go poke the tower. Okay. Have a bite, have a slosh of water, and go poke the thing. We don't want to be setting up shop here and having things come out of it and examine us in the night.
I admit the idea of waiting around near here longer than necessary is a bit...
Yeah, this place gives me the EBT.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we'll get lucky.
The trinket.
Yes.
Devin, it is in fact tugging toward the tower. Just like it did before.
Does it like any particular part of the tower better? If you walk around it?
I suppose let's find out.
You know, I've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
Dangerous pastime.
But don't I know it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fish. The bobber on a fishing line looks like it's tugging you in a direction.
Yes, I've had that thought.
Well, just because two people thought it doesn't make us not paranoid. But...
Ain't paranoia if things are actually out to get you.
No, it still is.
But we still...
But it's justifiable paranoia.
Mm.
And we still don't really have other leads.
No, we don't.
And if there's something I can do to rescue my students, rescue everyone, then we should at least try.
Mm-hmm.
Old Rob goes up to the door and pokes it with his walking stick.
You
roll for initiative.
Oh no.
No.
The tower's a mimic.
Yeah, have you ever seen a Studio Ghibli film like Kiki's Delivery Service?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
A very long time ago, more recently Howl's Moving Castle.
Mm-hmm.
You know the thing Studio Ghibli characters do when they shiver? Or yeah. Like all of their, it's like a wave of all of their hair standing on end across their body. Yeah, it's that. Devin, did you go around the tower and do that triangulation thing? You were going to see if the device was tugging toward a particular part of the tower.
You're muted if you're talking.
I am?
No.
No, you're not.
You is, though.
I'm not talking.
Okay.
Should I be?
You were asked.
I asked if you were going around the tower with the device to see if it...
Oh, yes.
You don't have to actually move your character. I'm just...
Okay.
I'm making sure you actually did it so I can tell you...
Yes.
...that it seems like it's pulling toward the center of the tower.
It would like to go to the center of that place.
Old Rob has smoothed his hair down, including under his hat and his beard, and as soon as he's certain that he's done that, he's poking the tower with his walking stick again.
Same thing.
What?
Yes.
The absolute heck. Kat Resinda, come here.
Are you dead yet? What nonsense are you trying to get me into?
Yeah, take your stick.
What's it doing?
Poke the door.
Poke.
Same thing.
Weird, isn't it?
It's like when you scuff your feet across the carpet and touch something. Touch one of the old metal things.
You got carpet?
Not saying I've never had carpet. As a kid once, you find carpet, you find one of the metal things in town, you go scuff, 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 scuff. Or you pet a cat a whole bunch. You pet the critter, it's got the fur, then everything goes crackle.
I put one hand on Karasinda's shoulder and poke the door with my other hand.
Hey! Are we both getting the
Yes.
Stop it. I guess.
Two of you having fun.
You poke this then.
Oh, Devin has a walking stick. I hand my walking stick to Devin.
Oh no.
Thank you. Devin sort of levels the walking stick at the door, frowns slightly, and carefully pokes it forward.
Right before Devin pokes the door, I put a hand on both Devin's shoulder and Karasinda's shoulder.
You pill!
Bob, what are you doing?
He's being an absolute whippersnapper!
We're the same age!
Shivers for everybody.
Sorry.
Shivers for everybody.
for everyone except for...
Except for Adelina.
Yeah.
Who is currently unscathed.
Yep. I mean, you work at the forge long enough, you don't really worry about too much else.
I take my walking stick back from Devin. I hand it to Adelina. Poke the door.
Okay, I go up.
Don't you touch me again. I know what it feels like.
I'm gonna poke
Everybody
the door.
Gets the experience.
Yeah, I'm going to poke the door with the stick and give it back to Rob.
The door is shaped like a green circle.
You don't feel anything.
Mm-mm, nothing.
You don't feel anything?
No, uh-uh.
Did we use it all up?
I have no idea.
Well, hand me the stick and don't touch me and I'll poke it.
I gave it back to Rob.
I hand it over to Devin.
Devin, you carefully... we didn't use it up.
Wonder why it's not affecting me.
Because you're the only one who's not got a lot of human.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I put a hand on Adelina's shoulder and poke the door with my stick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nothing happens, huh?
Who gets the shivers?
Old Rob gets the shivers.
Oh.
Definitely. Adelina and no one else sees this.
Okay.
Except that Adelina takes a step back.
Oh.
Adelina, there is the brightest flash you have ever experienced in front of your eyes. And you have to blink a couple times to get your vision back to where it's supposed to be.
Ugh, that was... Did you see that? Bright, just... Ugh.
No, I didn't.
No?
My beard.
I don't know what happened.
If you describe it, I'll write it down.
Big flash of light right in front of my eyes. Still blinking that out. Ugh.
All right.
Well, now we're getting somewhere. Not sure where that is, but we got somewhere. There's movement.
Yeah.
So I tried to do a search for hair shiver, and I got hair shaver.
Oh. Oh, look at that. That's adorable.
That is a dog in a barber chair.
It is, and it seems to be enjoying it.
It seems to be tolerating it.
It is. It's like, all right, fine.
Well, you can spend the next half hour poking the door with a stick if you'd like.
I got a crowbar we can try to open it with.
I think that perhaps you should try to open the door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go up here. And is, too much. Is there like a doorknob or a thing to lift or what am I looking at?
Okay. Ready.
Everybody's backing off from the front door.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to assume that there's like a doorknob or something to open. Unless
there actually isn't.
Different. There isn't one.
There is.
Okay.
The doors are wood. They are not as big as the doors of the academy.
Ah, okay.
But they look about as old.
Huh.
And in the center is a metal plate, and you can't exactly tell. It's about the size of your hand.
All right.
You can't exactly tell which, like, it seems to be attached to both doors.
Hmm.
How low down is it?
It is
Adelina has to reach up to touch it.
All right, so I stand up on my tiptoes, and I'm going
to
put my
hand. No, you don't have to stand up on your tiptoes. It's just like,
oh,
it's just like right forehead there. Level.
Oh, all right. Okay, so I'm going to put my hand on the metal and see what happens.
It feels warm. Huh. It feels familiar.
Is there a forge in there?
And the question mark there is deliberate.
Huh. All right.
There is something here that you instinctively recognize, but you don't know what it is.
Hmm.
And the door isn't opening.
And the door isn't opening.
Okay. Give it a push.
Okay. All I did before was just touch it, so I'm going to try to push it. So I do have some strength. It
doesn't go anywhere.
Okay. Well, something's in there. I can feel it. I don't know what it is, but
talk the doors into opening? Maybe you can convince them open.
I don't know if that works. I mean, it works for, like, stones if you've got a forge and all that, but...
Well, see?
Yeah.
The sun continues to go lower, and the trinket continues to tug towards the center of the tower.
Let me come take a look at it.
All right.
Maybe it didn't. Know. Zap her because she's a blacksmith and not just because she's the only pure felta here.
No, I'm no. Half felta.
Well, you're more felta than I am.
True.
This makes me think of that one time I locked myself out of my house. Couldn't get in. Mm. Couldn't find my keys anywhere. Tried the windows. The windows were locked from the inside, of course. Didn't want to break the windows. I mean, glass is expensive. And the door, well, you know, that door was solid mahogany. No way I was going to get through that. And this story rambles on for quite some time, and I am using my ability called Anecdote, which costs 2 intellect points, although I have an edge of 1 in intellect, so it costs 1 intellect point. You can lift the spirits of a group of creatures and help them band together by entertaining them with an uplifting or pointed anecdote. The point of this is I'd left the keys in my pocket. But in any case, for the next hour, those who
yes.
pay attention
to yes, it is.
Those who pay attention to your story are trained in a task you choose that's related to the anecdote. I'm going to say breaking and entering. As long as it's not an attack or defense task. Action to initiate, 1 minute to complete. In my head canon, the story is way longer than a minute.
Yeah.
Devin,
Devin, what are you up to?
Takes out the object and holds it up to the doors, looking for some sort of slot that it might fit into.
As Devin places the object against the plate, the dust of 500 years begins to shake off the doorway and as the doors creak open. And it turns out that that plate in the middle is actually 2 halves of a plate, each connected to one of the doors.
Close the door quick, you're going to let the cats out.
All right. You did it.
It seems our way is open.
Now, keep in mind...
One of the doors always tells the truth, and one of them always lies.
And the truth of the matter is, we are all now trained in breaking and entering for the next hour. I spent an intellect point for you. Break something and enter it.
You have an intellect edge of 1, don't you?
Yeah, and it costs 2 normally.
It costs 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I couldn't try to fast talk.
I'm going
to
broaden.
Hmm?
I'm going to broaden that to ransacking.
Okay.
The GM is kind. The GM giveth. The GM will also take it away.
Oh, yes. So... You have gained entrance to the Mage Tower.
All right. I want to know what was in there that was warm.
Right.
In I go.
Let's get this over with. Do I feel a shiver as I
am? No. No, now that the seal has been breached, you are perfectly comfortable coming in.
Well, I wouldn't say perfectly comfortable.
Okay. You are not gathering static shock by coming in.
Zot, 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 zot.
Scuff, 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 scuff.
You are in a circular room with a pair of staircases around the outside.
And the
lined in dusty purple carpet. Yes, lined in dusty purple carpet with gold trim. In the center, you can't make out past the base of the staircases, but in the center of the room is, well, if you didn't know any better, you'd say it was a well.
Hmm.
Well, well,
like just
well.
Plain water. But it's about 10 feet wide and in the direct center of the room.
There's water in this?
There's something in
it. It looks like water.
So,
fascinating.
GM.
Yes.
My weapon that I have equipped, because I was allowed to have one weapon, is a sling. To paraphrase something that you said while we weren't recording, I would have collected a bunch of stones that are appropriate size to use in the sling.
Of course.
Probably along the journey. Probably.
In fact, I'm just going to go ahead and say that unless you tell me you're out of stones, you have stones.
And I probably was collecting them to some snide comments from the rest of the party as I frequently stopped to pick them up. But in any case, yeah. I pull one out of my pocket.
Okay, I tell you what, there's one more circumstance where I'm going to tell you you're out of stones. And you can probably guess what it is.
A GM intrusion?
But it's not happening now. You pull one out of your pocket.
I pull one out of my pocket. I hold it over the well. Pointedly hold it over the well.
Mm-hmm.
And then let go.
It goes plunk. Exactly as if you had dropped it into water. You can see it falling to the bottom. Well, for a little while anyway, it disappears because the light in here is pretty dim.
I'm going to light a candle.
Okay.
Better to light a candle and curse the darkness.
You can do
unless, of course, the map's too big.
What was that, Io?
You.
I said, but only a single candle. I was being that's ridiculous.
I light the candle. I put the candle out. I light the candle. I put the candle out. I light the candle. I put the candle out. I have no more candles.
That is.
My candle.
Oh, that was not what it was a reference to, but.
So it's
my one
candle is actually an emergency signal flare.
No, no.
No.
Are you quite done being full of snot, person?
Actually, hold on. I've got a button. There we go.
You've got a...
If you right-click on your character sheet, you have a little torch icon that appears in the top.
Oh!
And that is...
I see it.
Previously, EO used up all the character's torches.
Yes. Okay. Oh, because they're walls. But you are welcome to head up the stairs, if you like.
Karasinda is first going to carefully dip a little finger into the water and then carefully taste it.
Ugh. It feels like water. It
tastes like mimic.
Okay, I want you to imagine what water with 500 years of dust on top of it tastes like.
Oh my.
Flat.
Yes, this is not Perrier by any means.
It's LaCroix. LaCroix, whatever.
Yes. It has the memory of dust flavor.
Oh, no.
So someone next to the can yelled dust at it.
Yes.
Well, that would be better than nothing if we were extremely thirsty. All right, where are we going next?
Up.
It seems that up is the main option.
Mm-hmm.
Tap the stairs, make sure that they're not going to cave in if we put any weight on them.
That is definitely a thing that old Rob...
Aside from the dust, this looks like it was... Like, someone could have left yesterday.
Huh. All right.
Someone has convinced these stairs to be extremely sturdy. Nevertheless, be careful.
The GM...
At the top of the stairs, you'll see... At the top of the stairs, you'll see an orb on one of the pillars supporting the stairs. It's at the very top, and on the left-hand side of the semicircular platform at the top of the stairs. You also see another smaller tower inset to the north.
Someone likes towers.
Suits of armor standing on either side of a door.
And one of them always tells
metal?
The truth.
Is anyone They're interacting metal. With the orb? I see Rob is
doing
placing circles. Orb.
I am placing circles.
You are placing
circles. Oh, EO is playing circles.
Okay. That makes sense. All right.
Rob is suspicious.
Y'all want me to touch this again?
Appearing magically.
What is the orb made out of?
A green circle.
No, it's a material that's actually fairly rare. Rob actually has, I think, an example of it. It looks like it's made of glass.
Well, this place is full of treasures. Are those suits of armor made out of metal?
Yes, they are fully metal. They have swords and shields.
What happens if I stand in front of them? Or between
Nothing.
Them? Nothing? Okay.
There's something in them?
I don't know.
There's skeletons in there. I'm not going to be happy.
I take the helmet off of one of them.
I am pondering the orb.
Okay. Devin By ponders which... the orb.
By which I mean examining it and attempting to sketch down it, whatever setting it's in. I assume it's not just sitting on the floor.
It's not. It's on top of a pillar at the... So, I'm making sure you can see this.
It's a fancy banister.
So, the... Yeah, it's a fancy banister at the top of the stairs.
Okay.
Are you touching it in any way?
Not yet, but once I have the physical part down, I am planning to... If there's any way to tell if someone has imbued something with magic, convinced something to do something, I am going to try to talk to it a little bit.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
But I believe older... Sorry.
Actually, go ahead and give me a roll.
I will give you a roll. Let's not open my character sheet. Let's roll the d20. That is a 12.
With a 12, I have to scroll up again. Because I still haven't copied this down to a place where I don't have to scroll up to see it. And I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
And this is why I have 3 monitors when I'm running a game.
I only have 2.
I only have 1 when I'm running.
At my old place, I used to have 4 monitors, but I kept getting a sore neck.
Yes. So ask the question again, please. I want to make sure I'm answering the thing that you actually asked.
If there is a way to... Well, I was asking first if there was a way to figure out if someone had imbued magic into something, and then I said I was going to attempt to talk to the orb a little, because I figured that was probably the way to figure that out.
Okay. Yes, there is a way, and as you examine it, you realize that you can see deep inside, like, it shouldn't be able to be this deep inside the orb. But there is the tiniest flicker of a flame.
Oh.
Like, if you didn't know what you were looking at, you would say that this was at the bottom of a deep, deep well. But it's in the center of the orb. And the orb's like, maybe 4 inches across.
Wow. Fascinating.
Old Rob, you take the helmet off one of the suits of armor. And inside the suit, inside the helmet is the wooden armature that's holding the armor up.
Hmm. No skeletons, right?
No.
And good.
Yeah, it's just like a maquette that you put the armor on, and then it stays there. And you can, like, it's posable. It's,
do not give us that kind of power.
Like, you, if you really want to, yeah, I'm not going to give you that kind of power, never mind. anyway, yeah.
You probably have to take the armor off, pose the thing, put your little wooden pegs back into it in the position you want it in, and put the armor back on.
It's going to take like half an hour to pose the armor.
We need to make a speed roll, and what eventually happens is we cut to a scene of outside the tower. We hear clank, 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 and we see the armor rolling in pieces out the front door. Followed by, it was David.
Don't adjust that thing to make it look like it's messing with its nose or something. Let them have some dignity. The heck?
Okay, I put the helmet back. I wanted to see what was under it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a skeleton. Good.
Adelina, what are you up
for? Not coming to life and
attack. Well, first I'm going to get away from these two who are arguing with each other. And
it's banter. It's just healthy banter.
And I'm going to look at the orb that Devin seems to be staring into.
Okay.
They're pulling the orb again.
Well, it's a fancy glass orb. It's hard to make those things.
There's fire in it. Deep in it.
Oh, there is. Is it some kind of magic lantern?
I don't know.
Does it seem to be casting light?
I think.
Not at the moment.
No, not at the moment? Okay. But it has fire. That's interesting.
No part of this fancy orb. I go over and ponder this orb.
Hmm. Wonder why it has fire in it.
Has anyone actually touched them yet?
Nope.
That gets fingerprints on the stuff. It's hard to get fingerprints off glass. Come now.
Look, I spent a half hour touching a door.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm used to fire, so I'm going to put, like, a finger on the orb and see what it does.
The orb is warm to the touch. And as you rest your finger on it, the fire comes to life.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I think this one likes me.
I think you figured out how to light the lamp.
Yeah. You just touch it.
Kersinda will touch the other orb carefully.
The other orb springs to life.
Hop back.
Neat.
I
admit these things are compelling and disturbing in equal measure.
Yeah. Fire does that.
That much magic used to that casually.
And it's still working.
back up a bit.
Yeah.
From up here, is there anything interesting about the well if you gaze down into it?
It is catching the fire. Like, not...
not on fire.
Not catching fire, but the water is...
reflecting?
Still rippling from where you put where you drop the pebble in and put your finger in. And it's flickering in the lamplight.
Well, pretty enough. Rightio! Alright, who's touching this door?
May as well be me. Unless you wanna.
Take the stick, put the stick out, carefully touch the door.
This is Karasenda doing this?
Yep.
It goes tunk.
Ah. Someone younger and more agile should be opening that door.
Do it. All right, I'm going to put my hand on the door wherever it seems like it should be.
Does it have a doorknob?
I don't know.
Oh, does it? Yes. It has a doorknob.
Okay. Oh, wow. Stairs.
Of course there's more stairs.
You have solved
the problem. Of course there's more stairs. Do their stairs also lead down?
I think they...
no.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So they just go
this
up.
This just goes up.
Okay, well, I'm going up. Right. The attempted movement collides with at least one wall. Okay, that works.
All right, give me a second.
Okay. Okay.
As I go past the two statues on either side of this door to the little mini staircase tower, I give each of them a pat on the shoulder and say, "You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work."
Now we're over in this one.
Yes.
Okay. Are we all over there? Yeah, I think we are. Are we getting there?
Yeah, you will be.
Okay.
I'm making sure everybody's climbing the stairs before I move everybody over.
Mm.
Also, this is surprisingly difficult.
Oh.
Whoosh!
We Kool-Aid man it.
Oh, you've got all your maps together. That's why it's so big.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
As opposed to me, who makes, like, different 4, levels.
4,000 maps.
Yeah, I make 4,000 maps to have to be loaded. I mean, I preload suckers, but...
okay, so at the top, there's, like, a flight of stairs, and then you reach another door.
Well, somebody better open that thing.
Somebody poke it with a stick.
Oh,
it's already open? Okay.
Old Rob has gone through, and you are...
wait. Stay here. Devin.
In the light of Rob's candle...
oh, wow.
Steal yourself.
You see...
hey, Devin. It's, your... this is your place.
Disorganized.
Oh.
What yes. are these things?
Books.
This is a library.
Oh.
It is in quite a bit of disarray. Unlike the first floor seemed like it was untouched by the ravages of time. This, I mean, it's clearly not, like, it doesn't look like anything's aged, but bookshelves have fallen over and there are just piles where there should be neat stacks. Devin is horrified by the idea that books might be treated this way.
Books on the sciences are in the same stack as fiction.
And there is, just behind a bookshelf, in front of you as you come out of the, like, you come out of the staircase and follow the wall and turn into the room. And there's, just behind the edge of a bookshelf, there is something glowing on a table. And there are sconces for torches around the room.
Well, based on what has been said earlier by the GM, may I roll to ransack?
By all means.
Don't hurt the books.
I would also like to roll to ransack.
Also, by ransack, I mean when I've looked at a book, I put it on a shelf. I'm not a barbarian.
Okay.
beyond the asset to ransacking. What are you doing? And what do you have that would give you a bonus on this roll?
Well, let's see. Looking at my skills...
Remember, you're getting a free bonus from the ransacking.
Yes. Well, I have an inability and heavy weapons that is not going to help.
Okay.
For some reason, I have a skill in bold. Which means I am making letters be thicker.
Yes. You are trained in all actions that involve overcoming or ignoring the effects of fear or intimidation.
I stand by my statement. Anyway, but this doesn't answer the question you're asking.
Yeah.
I have skill. I'm practiced in identifying, but I'm not sure that's applicable until I find something. But
I would say it's applicable to find something.
I'm looking for books that are less general knowledge and more specific to artifacts that, say, when you clap, an entire town catches on fire or everyone disappears.
Hmm.
Or other oddities like that.
Okay.
That's
with a 19.
Wow.
I believe that's definitely going to be an effect. I don't remember if that's major or minor.
It is definitely going to be an effect.
I have that effect on people.
Give me just a moment, please.
The new thing. Sorry.
Yes.
Even in without the new thing.
The meantime. Yes. Excuse me. In the meantime.
It's all the years of dust.
Yeah. Devin, you said you were also ransacking. What are you doing?
I am just in general trying to find... Sorry, one moment.
It's up 500 years of dust.
It's hitting all of us.
Oh, no.
Yes. I am apparently finding out that these books are extremely dusty. And also, I am looking generally for books regarding magic and what might have been known about it then.
Okay.
Because this is a pre-war wizard's tower. This is... And I am wondering if the fact that I've researched this subject so much might help me quickly rule out or rule in whether books pertain to it.
Yes, I think it would. Your magical theory gives you another boost to this roll, so go ahead and give me a roll. Karasinda, you say you're using housekeeping to tidy up all these books while looking at them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Karasinda is going to use housekeeping to tidy up the books that are closest, glance at what's on the shelves, see what if they're, you know, the right category for shelving, at least stack books neatly as opposed to, you know, they seem to be strewn about. Basically just go through and tidy methodically. I figure housekeeping does this.
Yes.
While glancing at everything to see what it is before setting it in a pile.
Go ahead and make me a roll, please.
That's a d20, correct? And,
Mm-hmm. Adelina, yes, a d20. And Adelina, what are you up to?
I'm going to follow Devin around so that I can carry some of these heavy books for him.
Okay.
Yeah, here's a roll. That's not bad.
Okay.
Hmm? I'm worried about this free intrusion that's going to take place.
Yeah.
I find out that I'm out of rock.
Devin, is it okay if I move your character?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
Old Rob, you are finding what you're looking for. Many of these books are about the subject that you intend to look for. It's possible I've forgotten what that is, but you are finding them.
Artifacts like the one that opened the tower.
Yes, that right. Right. Karasinda, you are straightening up the books.
And trying to get an overview of what they're about.
They are about magic theory, although you are having a little bit of trouble. Imagine that you're you, Beth.
Uh-huh.
And you are identifying books written about magic theory by Shakespeare.
The spelling is entertaining and the fonts are worse?
Yes.
You need to read the other page to see and, what they said.
Yes. And many of the other... many of the idioms that get used are idioms you're not familiar with.
If there's anything that looks like it relates to herbs or plants or medical stuff, that is quite possibly going in the backpack for later perusal. But
okay.
Other than that, just try and tidy things up into neat piles and see what gets come across when the piles are tidied.
Right. You haven't made it to that section yet.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know.
Probably not. Mm-hmm.
Adelina, mm-hmm. You're carrying books, setting them down where you're told to.
Yep.
This is... thank you, Eo. This is quite useful to pretty much everybody else.
Hmm, okay.
Carrying, sorting.
Yep.
You know, it's the sort of thing that has to get done.
May as well help.
Devin, you're not finding anything.
I think I may have found a GM intrusion.
You're not finding anything, and you get frustrated, and you're kneeling down, looking at a bookshelf that is just... Like, these read like, you took one Fundaments of Magical Theory class at the Academy, and for one of the papers, you had to actually go into the archives. And these titles read like oblique references to the books you might have found in the archives. Like, it's just, you would have to take a day just to find out what these books, just to find out what kind of magical theory these books were talking about.
Oh no, all these books written.
And under normal circumstances, under other circumstances, this would have been delightful. Like, under other circumstances, this might have been, like, you might have fallen asleep reading these books. But right now, when you're in a weird place and you're kind of under time pressure, it's really frustrating. And you decide this bookshelf isn't... You're not going to get any leads from this bookshelf. And you stand up, and to support yourself standing up, you put your hand on the top of the bookshelf... The light comes on. You put your hand on a device on the top of the bookshelf.
This is fine.
I think that perhaps I shouldn't take my hand off of this yet.
When you look down at your hand, you see that your fingers are resting on a device that looks exactly like the one in your pocket. Like, exactly like it could be the one in your pocket. Except it's not setting anything on fire.
Yet.
Yet.
Devin?
What you got there? Another one of the globes?
It appears so.
I start flipping through.
I think I shouldn't be letting go of this yet.
Ellie, you said I found the kind of book I was looking for. I start flipping through the index, trying to find, let's see, A's, B's, D, deactivation, deactivation. Is this a good index?
Do you need to take that downstairs and yeet it out down the stairs to the tower outside and slam the doors?
That or into the well. Into the well seems less predictable, so though the fire ones didn't set the person who had it on fire, so perhaps I should take this and take a nice fair walk a bit away from the tower.
I am doing my best to not be in Devin's way.
Seems like a good idea here. Is there actually a mirror?
While trying not to squeeze.
Huh? Devin, I'm going to move you slightly on the map.
Yep.
Not Devin. Old Rob.
Oh dear.
Old Rob.
Yes, voice in my head.
As you pass back toward the staircase. The book in your hand, your eyes, this is hard to do, but your eyes fall on a passage in the book in your hand, and you look back over your shoulder, and the device that was glowing on the table behind the bookshelf when you first walked in is also in that shape. And the passage in the book reads, "It is not uncommon for mages who create artifacts to have themes. Regardless of the purpose of an artifact, it might take the same shape if it is crafted by the same wizard."
I have no idea what to do with this information.
Well, you could communicate to Devin, for example, that just because it looks like the artifact that blows things up doesn't necessarily mean it's an artifact that blows things up.
As Devin is currently very carefully picking up a lamp, doing his level best not to squeeze it any more than he already has, and carrying it gingerly towards a staircase.
Devin.
I mean, I think that's fair.
Don't panic. Don't move.
I'm not panicking.
It's very important that you not panic. Are you certain that you are not panicking? Even a little?
Quite certain.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Thank
you. Because I'm panicking a little. But not much, because I'm very bold. And that's because the letters that when I write my name are very thick. That's what block letters do, but never mind. Anyway, according to this book, you might not explode.
That's very good to hear. Thank you.
To explain more clearly, you can see through things, but no, that's not, let me see, wait, I lost the page. Hold on. Okay, so, it looks like sometimes wizards hyperfixate on designs. Like, let's say that you're a wizard who hates puns, so you design a fish to slap people with. You might also...
Why not get a real fish?
Because you're a wizard, and you don't fish. Anyway, you might also have a door knocker that's shaped like a fish. You might have a book that's shaped like a fish. You might have a hat that's shaped like a fish. You might have a lamp that's shaped like a fish. None of these things are for slapping people. I mean, who ever heard of slapping someone with a lamp? But!
Me.
Old Rob takes a moment to just stare in the direction of the speaker, and then attempt to get back on track with what he was saying, because he's starting to forget. So it's possible that even though that looks like the thing that, you know, wiped out a whole village, it might just be a lamp that started glowing because you touched it. Because if you want a magical lamp, you're not gonna use flint and tinder and maybe risk burning all the books.
Would be a touch stupid to have a burn thing in the library.
That does seem reasonable.
When old Rob says lamp that last time, he gestures to the device on the table behind the bookshelf that you saw when you were coming in. And that was glowing just a little too brightly for you to make out what it was.
You know, I think I am going to put this in my burlap sack.
Or you could put it over here with the other glowing thing that doesn't blow up. And we could put the fire over here with the rest of the
fire. I could do that, but then I would not be in possession of it. And I would like to take this hopefully harmless object back to show the Academy at some point.
Also, you do have advantage in ransacking.
That's true.
What about burlap sacking?
Also,
it depends on whether Devin is running.
Why do people keep trying to put me in a sack? Don't they know who I am? I have a light.
Kerasinda
cuts through sacks very easily.
Kerasinda, as it happens, where you're standing is one of the windows. In this tower. And there is some light coming through, but it's... like, the sun is getting lower and lower.
Windows aren't good for books. They make them fade.
Yeah, but this one is, like... so you know how in castles the, the wall is thick and then the window is, like, on the outside of the wall? And there's, there's a gap?
Mm-hmm.
So this window is on the outside of the wall, and the wall is like 5 feet thick. This is a sturdy tower, and nonetheless, it has pretty much collapsed past this point. There is a central column here, and you can't, like, it looks like there might have used to been a door at one point, but the stone has collapsed onto it and into it, and this is pretty much all that remains. This one library. And that is probably what's most of what's slumped over to the side of the hill. But out the window, there's some motion.
Something moving out there.
As Kerasinda wanders directly back to the window.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to take a look out to... like, there's just motion that's caught your eye, but you're going to have to get closer to actually see what it is.
Going to scramble half into the dadgum window, probably.
Yeah, that's probably true. Especially considering how high it is off the ground.
Scrabble, scrabble, scrabble. Something out there. Maybe we should go close those doors.
Did we close the doors?
To the...
no, we didn't close the doors.
Oh.
Better out behind the tower, to the west, you can see a little series of stone structures and a couple of smaller hills. And among those, you're sure you see a couple of Oogogs running around and chasing each other.
There's some Oogogs out there.
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Tonight I was joined by some awesome people, including Beth, Crash, Io, and Jen. Who wants to plug something?
Io's mom writes books. ElizabethMcCoy.com. And you can ask your local library if they can pick up the ebooks that I do, because all I do is ebooks, pretty much, because it's hard to do physical books. And the ebooks are real cheap for libraries, so they could check them out. And then you get to read them for free because it's a library book. And speaking of books,
my website is bookofgen.net. I'm currently trying to fit as much Diablo stuff in there as I can and other things. I don't put things every day, but once in a while, you know, I'll just start a writing phase there. Anyway, it's at bookofgen.net. I'm also the host of the Shattered Soulstone podcast at shatteredsoulstone.com. Episodes come out every Saturday.
And speaking of websites,
aaronbsmith.com is where we put all these podcasts and a few other things as well. But if you're looking specifically for the podcast, it's aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. And you can listen to this Cypher System series. You could listen to the series that Beth is GMing, where GURPS and Star Wars are held close together while Beth says, "Now kiss."
Yeah.
Yes. As, or you could listen to one of our many D&D campaigns, of which, well, we've been putting those up there since 2017. There's a few of them. There is more than a few of them. Yes. And you could listen to all of them in one RSS feed, or each one also has their own separate RSS feed to subscribe to them. And if you really like them, you could even, you know, throw money at us. But, you know, not literally. If someone starts throwing, like, quarters at me on the street, I am going to be somewhat concerned. Unless I'm in an Aldi's parking lot, because, you know, then I can get the shot.
Then you need them for the carts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
But you could throw money at us digitally and not put an eye out by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. And join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, and Patron American Cindy.
And until next time, this is Ellie saying, "So, you don't know where our daughter is?" Good night, everybody.
Oh, good night.
Thank you, Ellie.
Yes, thank you.
This is really fun.
This is wonderful. Highly interesting.
I'm glad you're having fun.
Oh, yeah.